If you're feeling really run down by this pandemic and you want to learn how to harness the creative energy of your inner child to beat the lockdown blues, then keep on listening right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Today, we're diving into my personal favorite part of inner child healing, which is the fun part, which is getting into the nitty-gritty of how to tap into that creative potential locked away inside you somewhere, inside your inner child. My name is Gloria Zhang. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a psychotherapist, and I help you overcome people-pleasing and low self-worth for good. I just want to say I am loving the feedback I'm getting from those of you who are finding this podcast, including my amazing therapy clients, as well as my incredible coaching clients. And yes, I do provide virtual therapy for Canadians who live in Ontario and British Columbia. And I do inner child coaching for anybody around the world. So definitely hit me up for information on that at bygloriazhang.com or Instagram at bygloriazhang. All of your support and feedback means the world to me, and it gives me motivation to keep it going. And so thank you so much, everyone, for coming along on this ride with me. This episode is very timely. I'm currently recording on March 14th, 2021. And at this point, at least in Toronto, it's been about a year since we've been in lockdown. That's a freaking long time. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that humans aren't meant to live this way. And so since we're all friends on here, let's just be real for a sec. This year has been really damn hard. You know, I'm speaking for myself. I'm privileged enough to be able to work at home and to have support, and I'm doing okay. But I really feel for everyone who has to go into work every day, all the folks who are keeping our society running at this moment, our healthcare workers as well, everyone who's taken a risk by going out to work. Some people don't even have a choice. And I just want to say I have the utmost gratitude for you. Thank you so much for your work. And I really, really feel for you. You know, folks who have also been impacted financially, folks who are having mental health and physical health concerns, folks whose families have been hit by COVID. The list just goes on and on. It's a tough time for all of us. And you know what? I didn't make this podcast to be all toxic positivity on you, because I know that life happens and life can be hard. And part of inner child work is learning when you need to validate yourself, learning when you need to hear that, you know what? Things really suck right now. And doesn't mean that we're choosing to stay in this, but that we just need some acknowledgement of what we're all collectively going through. I can tell you, because of the pandemic, I've completely had to change my business around. You know, I used to see people in person. Of course, my entire structure of my practice has turned to 180. Everything is virtual now. Now, some of you that have me on Instagram know that I'm also a musician, or at least I used to be. I've been pretty inactive this year, but I was part of a band in Toronto made up of all women. We all have jobs. Like, one person works in the bank, another one's a lawyer. We all kind of came together as adults, since we couldn't live out our musician dreams in our younger years. Right before the pandemic hit, my band had just secured our very first opening show, and we actually made it into a music festival that we were supposed to play in last May. And our headlining show was actually supposed to be in March. And when we were on the fence of, are we supposed to cancel the show? Should we keep going? It was right when the pandemic was just starting to get into the news. And there was a lot of speculation on, okay, is this really happening? Like, you know, is the city going to shut down? Like, what's going on? It was a really stressful time because we had put in so much money into this. We had put in hours and hours of practice. You know, for a couple of us, headlining a show has been our lifelong dream. I've been playing music since I was 5 years old. You know, I've been dreaming and waiting for this my entire life. What kind of divine timing is this? That it just so happened that the exact month our dream was supposed to come true was the same month that the pandemic hit. I remember the four of us just talking over WhatsApp. It was probably like the day before the show. And at that time, you know, none of us really realized the magnitude of how serious COVID was. But there was so much pressure from the venue, from differing opinions within the group, and nobody knew what to do. This was a brand new situation that all of us have been facing for the first time. The day after, obviously, the venue shut down, so we didn't really have to make a choice. But it was crushing. It was absolutely crushing, thinking the years and years of dreaming and hard work that had gone into this. And just like that, overnight. And then afterwards, you know, half the band ended up leaving the country, and we haven't been active since. And you know what? I mean, looking back now, I am okay with it. I think, you know, things happen and you learn to adapt to it. I do music on my own free time. But it just goes to show you that life is unexpected sometimes. And sometimes things just suck. And it's okay to acknowledge that to yourself. And so where does inner child healing come in? Well, as it turns out, throughout this year, I had actually worked on a couple of little music projects, one of them including someone that I met over Instagram who found me on my music page. He makes beats and he lives in the United States. And so we actually connected and we ended up doing a vaporwave song. It's a subgenre in electronic music. And not only that, we ended up actually winning an award for this song. It was a small award by like a small brand. It wasn't a big hoopla, but it was still something that felt really good. And you know what? If this pandemic hadn't happened, if the shows weren't canceled, then I may not have found this opportunity with my new friend who lives over there in the States. So, you know, sometimes thinking outside the box is what helps us get out of a rut. And just to balance with what I was saying earlier, we can validate ourselves and think of creative ways to overcome our situations at the same time, simultaneously. Because if you think about it, we really need both. If we're only validating ourselves all the time without taking any action, then nothing changes, right? Then we're just validating ourselves and that's it. And on the other hand, if we're always trying to change our situation and we're not validating ourselves in the process, then we will never learn to accept ourselves for the way things are. We will never learn to feel gratitude. And so that's why we need both. Now, as I said earlier, my podcasts are going to follow a learning and then a call to action. But this entire episode, the whole thing is a call to action because I'm going to share with you three very fun and creative inner child ideas on how to make the most out of this pandemic right now. And the only way to take advantage of these ideas is just to keep an open mind. One of my favorite phrases that I like to say is that us as grown-ups, we're just big kids. And just because you're, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, however old you are, doesn't mean that you're that different from when you were a kid. When we are kids, in some ways, we're as close to our most authentic self as possible because we kind of just got here. And we learn to forget those things along the way as we grow up, whether it's just from life, from conditioning from society, from trauma, from pain, right? And then we learn to cover up those wildly creative and innocent parts of ourselves. But you know what? I call bullshit because I don't live my life that way. And I don't think you need to either. And so today, with these three fun, crazy ideas that I'm going to share with you, it's going to challenge you to put on your creativity hat, to put on your imagination hat, and to get in touch with that part of you that loves to be spontaneous and adventurous and thinking outside the box and imaginative and magical, all of those things all at once. And I love to share ideas like this, even with my clients as well. I like to think of myself as a creative therapist. I don't think that healing always needs to be so serious and boring, and that, you know, we got to shake things out sometimes. It's got to be a mixture of both. So inner child play number one is to create your own home luxury vacation. This is based off one of the number one complaints I'm hearing about people just getting cabin fever and feeling that lack of freedom and not being able to go anywhere. I'm not just talking about vacation, but having that freedom taken away from us where we can't experience new things, we can't go to new places. And so you're probably wondering, okay, Gloria, how am I going to have a vacation at home? In my kitchen? And my answer is yes. And I want to take you back to years and years ago. Think back to when you were 6 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, and remember what it felt like just to pick up a stick, and then all of a sudden that stick was a magic wand, or that stick was a doorknob that took you to a magical world. You see, when we like to go on vacation, yes, part of it is about exploring new places, but it's also about the feelings of excitement and that feeling of adventure. And what I want to challenge you to think about today, emotions are things that we can choose to invoke within ourselves, and that these things don't necessarily have to come from external things. Absolutely, it can. And of course, nothing can compare to taking a real road trip. But right now, we don't really have a choice. And so if we don't have a choice, we have to think outside the box. So here's one of my favorite home luxury vacations. And it costs less than $5. You go to your bathroom. You light a couple of candles, maybe some scented candles. You put in some Epsom salt or just pour yourself a nice bath. You put on some relaxing spa music. You cut up a cucumber and put them over your eyes. You take some sliced strawberries and put whipped cream over them and have them sort of there where you can reach it during your bath. Then you just sit back and soak up the relaxation with your luxurious cup of whipped cream, strawberries, your spa music, your bath salts, your candles, and you just let yourself feel good. How does that sound? And I know it can sound so silly to someone who's been locked in for a year, but why not give it a try? Why not intentionally create a wonderful experience for yourself? Because oftentimes, you know, we take things for granted, right? And you're probably thinking right now, yes, I've taken our community for granted because I haven't been able to go to the movie theater for this many months or the restaurant. But the same thing applies to your home, right? Until you lose what you have, you don't know what you've really got. And so why don't you take advantage of your bathroom and just play in it? You know, throw some rubber duckies in there, really activate that inner child, and just give yourself permission to just have some fun and be open to the idea. And I'm dying to hear any feedback from this particular bath activity. So please give it a try and let me know how it went for you. I'm genuinely curious. And so my next home vacation idea is actually to purposely sleep on the floor of a different room. And that can be your kitchen, your living room, maybe the hallway, depending on how big your home is. Just on the floor. And you're probably wondering, what the heck, Gloria? Why would I go sleep on the floor? And my response is, well, why not? As a kid, you were curious about sleepovers anyway. And the thought of sleeping somewhere other than your actual bed was really exciting to you. And are you really trying to convince me that there's not like a tiny, tiny little part of your brain that's still a little bit curious about it now? And if you want to take it a step further, you can really get fun and spontaneous about it and even build a blanket fort or a pillow fort or take a bunch of fairy lights and, you know, wrap them around and make it look really magical. There are unlimited possibilities of ways that you can spice things up at home. And all it takes is just looking a bit harder to see what can be done. Yeah, it might be a bit uncomfortable, but you know what? If it breaks the pattern and it shakes things up and it gives you, you know, a moment of thrill and fun, then why not do it? I know this sounds kind of bizarre, but sometimes I just sleep on my floor just for fun, even in my own bedroom. I just do it because. And I'm not afraid to think outside the box. And if you're home and you're trying this for the first time, maybe you live by yourself, maybe you live with someone, you know, what's the worst that could happen? Idea number two is to really, really work on your self-talk. And I have a fun idea of how you can improve your positive self-talk that doesn't involve just writing things over and over again in a notebook. So what you can do is you can take a dry erase marker or even makeup works like lipstick. And every morning when you wake up, to write one thing very nice about yourself on your bathroom mirror. Or you can do this on your actual mirror. Or you can even do this on glass. Mirrors are very helpful as you're seeing yourself doing it. And if you go back to the mirror, you're going to see your message again. And it's really simple. It's really simple, doesn't cost you a dime, and it's easy to clean as well. So you can try this for 7 days, where every time you go up to that mirror, you're just going to take your marker or your lipstick or whatever and just write one thing that you like about yourself, one thing that you will choose to see as good about yourself, and just leave it there to return to for the day. You know, validating yourself is just like working a muscle. You need to build repetition to see the results. And the more you practice this, and you can take advantage of this during the pandemic, the faster you're going to see results on shifting your internal self-talk. So I personally really like this one. If talking to yourself kindly is new to you, you're already probably thinking, oh, geez, like this feels really awkward and it feels weird writing and saying all these nice things about myself. And I would say that that's the point. The more awkward it feels, the more it shows you how long you've trained yourself to think poorly about yourself, to think negatively about yourself. And just as I was saying before about self-talk being like a muscle that you build over time, I know it's going to feel weird. When I first started trying to say, you know, these positive affirmations to myself, you know, looking for the good, I felt like a fraud. And I know so many of my clients can relate to this because it's not what you're used to. And so you feel like it's fake, right? It feels disingenuine. But if you want to hear from me, I encourage you to just keep trying. Keep trying for a few more days, a couple more weeks. And I can pretty much guarantee you that you're going to get to a point where you're just used to it, right? It's just like when you first learn to tie your shoelaces, you know, it does feel awkward learning a new skill for the first time. It feels uncomfortable and feels unnatural. But you got to give it some time. And what do you have to lose after all, right? This is your life that we're talking about. So give it a good try. A real good try, not just, you know, I'm going to try one or two times and then give up. But I encourage you to stick with it for at least a week or two and then see how you feel. And if you're still having a hard time choosing to look at the good things about you, then just start with really small things. Little things like, I'm giving this a try. I'm listening to this podcast and trying to work on my inner child. It could be something like, I washed the dishes this morning. Or it could be, I helped my friend last week get through a bad breakup. Start small and start building your way up from there. I call that the ladder method, where in the beginning, it's really hard to just suddenly say to yourself, oh, I'm so great, right? Or I love myself. And it doesn't feel real for you yet. So your ego kind of rejects it because it feels like you're lying to yourself. But if that feels too big, then start with the latter approach and start with something like, I'm in the process of learning to love myself. I am open to the idea of working on my inner talk. I am currently on the path of healing my inner child. And start with something like that until you become comfortable with it and then try a different affirmation. Practice makes progress, and it's about progress, not perfection. So keep up the great work. Keep on working on your self-care, and I believe in you. I know that it's going to show for something in the end. All right, the third and final inner child play idea during pandemic blues is something that I like to call the childhood cooking challenge. This one works especially if you're a foodie and you're getting quite bored with eating the same things over and over. So once again, this is going to take a little bit more of thinking outside the box. What you're going to do is at least once a week, you're going to cook a meal or bake a treat that's one of your favorite foods from childhood. So you're going to be thinking back all the way back as early as you can remember, preferably during happy times or neutral times, but thinking of the foods growing up that gave you comfort. For some of you, it might be a cultural treat. So for myself, my background is Chinese. My parents are both from Shanghai. And I'm not even sure if this is from Shanghai, but it's definitely Chinese. But it's every time I would get sick, my mother would make something called, it's like a steamed egg pudding. Like it kind of looks like pudding. They call it soup, but you steam a couple of eggs. Like you beat the eggs and then you steam it. And this tiny little egg, it just like boom, just like foams up and fills the entire bowl. And the texture is almost like a jello. And you know what? Like the food itself, it wasn't that tasty. But it was the emotion behind it that made it stick in my memory. And so what nowadays, when I eat that food, I feel comfort. I'm reminded of that same innocent, childlike comfort that that food used to give me. Now, I know that some of you listening didn't exactly have the best childhoods. And so this part might be difficult for you. And so think even outside your family. Think about even if you were at school or if you were on your own or you at the convenience store. Or even going to a restaurant. And if childhood is not quite doing it for you, think about other times of your life where you ate foods that brought you comfort. Maybe it was at a friend's house and their parents baked you some delicious lasagna. Maybe it was going to a friend's birthday party at a restaurant and having the food there. And now every time you have that food, it reminds you of the joy from that time of your life. Or maybe you didn't have any of that. And for you, you sought comfort in gummy bears or candy or some kind of chocolate bar or maybe a specific type of cookie. And if you're from another country, it might have been a comfort dish from way back home. Whatever it is, make a list of your favorite foods and remind yourself of the emotions that it brings you and what kind of great memories that these foods were attached to. And that's all you're going to do is for a few weeks. Once a week, or hopefully even more, just make the intention of cooking that dish. If you don't have a recipe, just go online and find it. If it's just a snack from the grocery store, go buy it. Really be mindful about this. Allow yourself to taste the food, like savor it in your taste buds. Enjoy the smells of it, the texture, you know, poke your food. Let yourself be playful and just have fun with this. They say that the majority of adults don't even really take the time to enjoy and taste their foods. Makes me wonder, like, what the heck are we doing with our lives if we can't even sit down and enjoy a simple meal, right? I know that life gets busy and it gets tough, and especially during these times, it's very stressful. But with a simple meal, a meal that you choose that invokes those specific emotions and memories for you, why not choose to do that once a week? You have permission to enjoy things, but you're the one that's not allowing yourself to take that permission. So if you can't do it for yourself, take it from me. You have permission to play with your food, to enjoy your food, and go have some fun. So those are my top three suggestions on beating the pandemic blues with a bit of creativity. And if you're thinking to yourself, oh, geez, Gloria, I don't have a creative bone in my body. Like I've just been so rigid and so beaten down and jaded all these years. I don't even know where to start. Trust me when I say I know that feeling. And like I said before, if it's too hard to believe that you can completely do it, then just give yourself a fraction of that belief. Believe that you might possibly be able to do it and start there. And if that's still too hard, let me hold on to that hope for you because I 100% believe that you can unlock that part of you, that you can be free and fun and silly again. That part of you never died, right? All the different parts of us, they never leave us. They remain within our bodies, within the deepest crevices of our mind, and it's a part of you that's waiting to be untapped. Can you imagine how much more fun life would be if we could just live a little bit? And I know it's kind of hard to say that right now, you know, during the pandemic, but if not now, then when? If we don't take advantage and if we don't take this opportunity to try different things and to try to live life and experience and taste the flavor of life in a different way, if we can't do that now while we're all stuck at home, And how are we going to do that when we're back in the office and then life is bustling and busy again? Right? So again, you know, when I say these things, my intention is absolutely not to shame anybody who's not doing anything right now, because that was me for a lot of it. We've all been there. It's just about giving you options. Right? I'm not saying you have to do any of these things or that you should be doing this or that. Right? I mean, who am I to say? I don't know everyone's specific situation. But if you're listening to this podcast, it means that there's at least a part of you that's looking for ideas and looking for opportunities. I'm just here to give you some options. So take it or leave it. You don't have to agree with or believe in everything I tell you. Just take the parts that resonate with you and go from there. Inside you, there is still a little painter, a little writer, a little knitter, a little person that loves to adventure and loves to laugh and see the joy in the world. And I believe that you can return to that person. I believe everybody is capable of becoming that person. And it's my mission to show you that you can too. Okay, call to action. Today, I'm just going to summarize all the three ideas that I came up with. The first one, as we said, is creating your own home luxury vacation. Whether it was my idea of having like a luxury bath with some strawberries, some scented candles, some salt, anything that makes you feel wonderful. And the second was, you know, build a blanket fort, build a pillow fort, take your mattress and go sleep on the floor somewhere, sleep in the kitchen, sleep in the living room. Just change things up and have some fun. If you want to take it a step further, you can always put on some nature sounds from YouTube that you can listen to for free. Throw up some fairy lights, get some glow-in-the-dark sticks, and you're golden. Idea number two was to practice your positive self-talk by writing a lovely message to yourself or writing one good thing that you see about yourself on the bathroom mirror every morning. Using, you know, lipstick or like a dry erase marker and just having it, writing it really nicely on the mirror so that you can see it for the rest of the day and doing that every day for a week or two just to get into the habit of looking for what's good, right? Because we're always focusing on what's wrong. We're always intentionally choosing to nitpick at ourselves, to, you know, beat ourselves up over things. But the opposite can also be true. We can learn to train ourselves, literally like exercising a muscle, training ourselves to start looking for what's good about us, to start looking for what we like about ourselves. And as I said earlier, it's going to feel really awkward and uncomfortable at first. It's going to feel like, ooh, cringing, right? Feels really weird. And it's supposed to feel weird. And if it feels weird, then you're on the right path. Because, you know, doing things outside our comfort zone, that's what's going to bring us growth. So keep that up and just give it a try for a couple of weeks and then see if you feel any different. You can see if that positive self-talk starts to come to you more naturally instead. And of course, number three was the childhood cooking challenge. Taking a trip down memory lane and making a list of all the foods, all the dishes and snacks and desserts that growing up gave you a sense of comfort or certain foods that are associated with some wonderful memories that you have. And that for the next few weeks that you're just going to try to make, bake it or cook it or buy it just once a week and being very mindful about eating this food. Right, thinking about that wonderful memory as you're eating it, paying attention to the smell, the taste, the flavor, the texture, just having fun with it. Just letting that inner child loose, like letting them out and just having the time of your life. Even if you're not feeling like it in the moment, but you're choosing just to have fun for the sake of it. If you try any of these ideas, or if you come up with some of your own ideas of beating pandemic blues using your inner child, please, please, please let me know. Message me on Instagram. That's where I reply the quickest, at by Gloria Zhang. Or you can find some way of messaging me. And I would love to hear from you because I made this podcast for you. And without your input, there would be no podcast. And if you have any specific questions that you have for me that you'd love to be answered, whether it's about family conflict, relationships, toxic relationships, self-worth, self-esteem, and overcoming childhood wounds, send them my way. I will get back to you on them. And who knows, I might even turn it into a podcast episode. So that's it for today, my loves. I hope you enjoyed these ideas, and I hope it sparked a bit of inspiration for little creative ways that you can think outside the box and that you can try to make the best out of this time that we have during the lockdown. If you like this episode, please subscribe, download a few more, and leave a 5-star review. And I will see you next week. Mwah! Talk to you later. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, ByGloriaZhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There, you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at ByGloriaZhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!